Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As we're in the midst of Thanksgiving this week and soon Christmas, we set aside this special week of programming to let you know both of the impact this ministry is making and the decisive role your support plays in the work of the program as truth is under siege as never before in our generation. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States and over 175 nations around the world, for which we are very thankful. Today, you'll hear the very best programs of our 2009 Listener Appreciation Weeks aired earlier this year that include an all-star lineup of Christian leaders standing with the Christian Research Institute. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we are still facing a crucial year-end financial need to avoid cutting even more stations. So please prayerfully consider supporting us at this critical time. Each day this week, you'll also hear from the listeners whose lives have been profoundly changed through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Hank, I wanted to say thank you very much for the Legacy Study Bible. I got one, and it is a great help to me in my Bible study and in my understanding of the Word, and I just really appreciate it.
And now, here's Hank.
Thank you very much, Randy. It'll come as no surprise to even semi-alert listeners of the Bible Answer Man broadcast that truth, as we have known it, is under siege. It's being assailed on multiple fronts by a seemingly endless barrage of isms, postmodernism, relativism, hedonism, philosophical naturalism, to name just a few. And to many Christians, truth has apparently become less and less defensible, either because they perceive that truth has become so deconstructed, relativized, subjectivized, and vaporized that, like Humpty Dumpty, they don't know if it can ever be put back together again, or they believe, perhaps tacitly more than rationally, that objective truth exists, but they're simply bewildered and befuddled as to how to defend their convictions and instincts. And that's where the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast come in. It's where serious Christians like you can make a difference by knowing where you stand, by standing your ground, and I think perhaps more importantly than anything else, by standing together. Not standing on the perennially shifting sands of cultural and intellectual fashion. Not on porous platitudes of politically correct secularists whose only God is tolerance. The Christian faith stands on the unshakable rock of revelation. It's God's word tested through the ages. I just love what C.S. Lewis once wrote when he said, "Enemy occupied territory." That's what this world is. Christianity is a story of how the rightful king has landed in disguise and is calling all of us to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. What we have to grasp is that while truth is under siege, God hasn't called us to sit for truth. He's called us to stand for truth. When truth is under siege, there's no time for impartiality. There's no time for indifference, ignorance. And this certainly is not a time for cowardice. It's a time for righteous revolutionaries, people willing to stand their ground because they've witnessed the deadly consequences when godless ideologies are not halted in their tracks. If you recognize that truth is under siege and that heresy advances as orthodoxy retreats, there are some options. You can study. That means, as I've said so many times on the broadcast, getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you. It means praying to attempt to stand against today's assaults on truth without the power of prayer is sheer folly. And then, as we're going to talk about all week this week, we need you to stand with the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you're not already a member of the Christian Research Institute support team, you can visit our website at www.equip.org and make a gift today in a safe, secure fashion, again, at equip.org, or better yet, become a member of our monthly support team, a member of the CRI Fellowship, or even the President's Council. And then you can introduce a family member or a friend or an associate to the Christian Research Institute, because whether it's listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, subscribing to the journal, purchasing life transformational resources from our website, or supporting our work financially or prayerfully, every enlistment in the Army for Truth helps to shift the tide of the battle. I still remember a number of years ago hearing Chuck Colson quote Abraham Kuyper, and I immediately memorized the words, "When principles," said Kuyper, "that run against your deepest convictions begin to win the day, battle is your calling. Peace has become sin. You must, at the price of dearest peace, lay your convictions bare before friend and enemy alike with all the fire of your faith." And we do that through the many ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. We stand for truth no matter what the cost. And we're asking you this week to stand with us prayerfully and financially to make a difference while there's yet time. Let me give you the resources. You can call me at 888-7000-CRI, on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or simply write and say, "I'm standing with you in the battle for truth," at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Joining me now by phone, Chuck Colson. He has been a hero of the faith to me throughout the entirety of my ministry, someone that I've looked up to, someone that I've asked for advice at crucial stages of ministry, and someone who has stood for truth in the most unshakable and profound fashion, and I'm proud to call him my friend. It's great to have you on the broadcast today, Chuck.
Well, thank you, Hank. I'm delighted to be with you as always, and that's a very warm and generous introduction. I must say you've been a great friend and a valiant warrior over the years. I listened to your opening of this program, and I can only say amen, because we really do. I really don't think it's ignorance. I think it's lack of courage. I think most evangelical Christians, when they hear "I am the truth," have to believe in truth, but they're afraid to say so. And that's one reason the polls show us with such a low number of evangelicals believing in absolute truth. It's because if you say that to a pollster, they're immediately going to label you a bigot. And I think a lot of us just lack moral courage right now.
You know what I'd like you to do, perhaps more than anything else, is give people listening in right now a bit of a perception on exactly where we are. You've called it the perfect storm.
It is the perfect storm, because what you're seeing is a meltdown of the economy, not only in America, but our meltdown affected the whole world, largely caused by moral failures on the part of government. They behaved unethically in all the legislation, the money they got from special interest groups, and passed all these laws, putting all this housing money available to people who couldn't pay it back. And then by the Wall Street, which bundled up packages and sold this stuff off to Swiss hedge funds. And then the general public, which bought anything goes, we can have everything we want attitude. and abandoned the Christian work ethic of deferred gratification and an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. So we get this financial meltdown. What happens in a financial meltdown is the government moves in. The second part of the perfect storm is we've elected a left-of-center government, which quite eagerly walks in. And every time government expands its activities, this is axiomatic, individual liberties are going to suffer. The third part of the perfect storm is that we still face the threat of terrorism very much alive among the Islamo-fascist Islamists who basically make up about, according to some estimates, 10% of the Muslim world. That's 120 million people. So there's a lot of people out there that would like to destroy us and particularly destroy Israel. Fourth, we're in a demographic slide. We're not replacing ourselves in the West. In Europe, there will be no Italians in about two generations. There will be no Spaniards. 1.5 replacement rate. And you can't exist long that way. In America, we're right on the precipice. We're just reproducing ourselves. We're just holding balance. But it's mainly because we take in a lot of immigrant groups. So you're seeing the very character of Western civilization change. And it has, the bill is come due. You and I both have been preaching about this for a long time, Hank. The bill has come due. We've been living beyond our means. We've been sucked into consumerism. We have abandoned truth, as you pointed out so articulately at the beginning of this program. And the consequence is chaos. And that's what we're in the midst of chaos. Now, the only way we're going to be able to defend this, I've argued this many times, culture is nothing but religion incarnate. Culture is the fullest expression of the people's deepest beliefs. That's what culture is. Politics is an expression of culture. So you want to fix politics? Fix the church. Fix the cult at the root of culture. And one of the things you said that really resonated with me is we got to stand together. The first rule of military discipline that you learn is massing your forces. Young officers, as I went through in the Marines at Quantico, and young officers in the Army in West Point, will all learn that you cannot take isolated units or not have your lines together, because the enemy will always come into the hole which you create in the middle. This was vividly demonstrated to me in the marvelous book, by the way, called The Coldest Winter by David Halberstam, award-winning journalist who was tragically killed in an automobile accident after he wrote this book. But I read the whole book, it's 600 pages. And what it is a searing indictment of the military command in the Korean War, because they allowed divisions to go off separately. And then when the Chinese came over the line, just came right in between them and decimated several divisions of Army troops. So the lesson to us is now we got to stand together and we've got to strengthen the church. And we got to do it. We got to do it arm in arm.
Chuck, I appreciate your stewardship of your time, talent, and treasure for the way you have mentored so many of us through your words, either personally or publicly. You are a man that continues to make an incredible impact, not only in my life, but in the lives of thousands of people around the world. And for that, we're deeply grateful.
Well, I thank you for that. Hank, I do this because I have a duty, and that duty arises from a deep sense of gratitude that 36 years ago, broken in the midst of Watergate and desperate moment of my life, Christ came in, cleansed my sins. And when I think about what he did, I realize I couldn't live with myself if I hadn't had my sins removed and nailed to that cross that night in 1973. A flood of tears gave my life to Christ. I look back on that and realize I'd have died long ago and suffocated in the stench of my own sin. So how would you respond if somebody saves your life like that? Give them everything you got.
Well, Chuck, thank you so much for your contribution to Listener Appreciation Week.
You keep up your good work, and I hope all the listeners who are listening will show their appreciation for your work just as I do, and will be able to give generously to keep you in the battle, because you're one of the voices of sanity and reason being raised up very eloquently to speak to our age. So God bless you, Hank.
Thank you, my friend. And with that, we are going to break. Before we do remember that if you have not joined us as a partner during Listener Appreciation Week. You're missing an opportunity to make a strategic difference, not only for time, but for eternity. For your gift, I want to send you What is Truth? It is an incredible resource that includes the best of the Christian Research Journal on the strategic matter of truth. Donate right now on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And don't reach for that dial, because we've got a lot coming up in just a few moments.
Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States, Canada, and 175 more nations around the world, and we are grateful. So during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. And for $250 or more to the Christian Research Institute, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send you a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. As you hear on The Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Lives are being changed. So call now. Our number is 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. Listener Appreciation Week on The Bible Answer Man continues right after this.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on The Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on The Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions in The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org.
The question I had for you is,
I was wondering whether or not you feel that the...
What we would like to know is, we are Christians ourselves, and we...
Questions like these come flooding every day into the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute. People are hungry for well-reasoned biblical answers to their spiritual questions, and they turn to us for those answers, a responsibility we take very seriously. That's why we're observing Listener Appreciation Week all this week. We want to thank you for listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support. So, during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support. Call us now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thanks for making Listener Appreciation Week a success.
Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate that.
This is the very best of our listener appreciation weeks on the Bible Answer Man. CRI is facing an urgent year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So for a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. To speak with an operator here at CRI, call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Perhaps your life has been blessed or impacted in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've been encouraged to hear many testimonies, like this one.
I just wanted to thank you very much. I went through a very dark period. My son was a heroin addict. He has been clean for 2 years now. I used to go sit in the car and listen to your radio station every day when I was on my lunch hour. I subscribed to your magazine. I bought several of your books and tapes, and I just want to thank you very much. I really believe that your ministry helped me keep my sanity during this time.
And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Coming up in just a few moments, Phil Ehart, who is the founder of the band Kansas. But before we get to that, I wanted to share a testimony. The testimonies are pouring in, testimonies of how this ministry has impacted the lives of so many. I received this testimony. Dear Hank, I had to write to thank you for writing Christianity in Crisis. We recently left our beloved church after realizing that the word of faith doctrine had crept in. We recently found out just how lethal word of faith doctrine is. When our pastor and his daughter were tragically killed in a car accident March 27, 2009, our church, of course, began professing in faith that the pastor and his daughter would be resurrected. We are told to use caution in all our speech, as words bring life or death. Church members laid hands on the pastor and his daughter's bodies. They spoke life over them, commanded them to come forth in the name of Jesus. The devastation left in the wake of all of this is just unspeakable. The pastor's wife is not only left grieving the loss of her husband and daughter, but is now struggling with her own faith. I've been reading Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. I feel I have to share it with my family and friends, people blinded by the movement. Hopefully, it will not be too late for them. Thank you for this important book. Of course, today we have a new crop of prosperity preachers, and they are popularizing the notion that symptoms of sickness are simply satanic subterfuge. Joyce Meyer is a prime example. Her worldview is as convoluted as it is dangerous. She says it's vital for us to understand that it is illegal for Satan to put sickness on us, and there is no good reason to let him do it. She goes on to say, the moment we begin to recognize the symptoms of sickness, we need to stand against them. How? Well, she says, by the pretext that his stripes provide healing. I believe by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, she said. Of course, even a cursory look at the context of Isaiah 53 demonstrates beyond the shadow of a doubt that Isaiah had spiritual healing in mind. How could he have made it more obvious? Messiah, he says, was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. And even if we were to miss the meaning in Isaiah, the commentaries of the apostles clear up all confusion. In Peter's first epistle, he makes plain that the healing referred to in Isaiah 53 is spiritual, not physical. One might credibly argue that healing is provided for in the atonement, but there's no credence in saying it's guaranteed prior to the general resurrection and the restoration of all things. In the meantime, we're going to continue to suffer the effects of the fall until the time that God establishes a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. The ministry of the Christian Research Institute is making a difference in the lives of people around the globe because we are not content to be politically correct. We tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. But we need people to stand with us that believe in truth. And that's what Listener Appreciation Week is all about. We're thanking people that are standing with us and asking new people to join the ranks of those who support the Christian Research Institute and its megaphone to the world. A man that has stood with us over the years valiantly and faithfully, who has supported the ministry for more than 24 years, the founding director of the Organization of Christian Musicians, the producer, incidentally, of the acoustic guitar music that will accompany the 2009 version of The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, and a man who ultimately is perhaps best known for founding the band Kansas. If you haven't heard Kansas before, I guess you haven't been on the planet. Here's what they sound like.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes in curiosity.
Joining me now on air, Phil Heart. Phil, I really appreciate your support of this ministry, first and foremost.
Well, hey, Hank, how are you doing? Thank you very much for having me on. It's a real honor to be here and to stand with you guys. It's that's a tough act to follow, that email you were reading. My gosh, that's so chilling, but so true, isn't it?
Well, it is, and again, it's an email that I read because the testimonies are pouring in of the difference it makes when you stand for truth. Sometimes it's not popular, but it's necessary.
Well, you're right, and it's something, having spent 35 years of my life as a Christian in the music business, has been difficult at times, and it's very important to say to you and to your listeners that the Christian Research Institute, to me, is the gold standard. To me, it is the gold standard of truth, because what you find out, as we all know, there's so many things claiming to be the truth, and that's the scary part. As it says in the Bible, you know, that there will be so many that come and say that they are the truth, but in reality, you guys without fail, because you have no denominational agenda, and it's I've always appreciated that from day one, and that's why I stand with you, and that's why I've always supported you. I'm so honored to be on this show, because it's just not the Christian Research Institute. There's you have no peers as far as I'm concerned, and it's funny that in that original email that you read, that they mentioned your book, The Christianity in Crisis, because I'm about a third of the way through it, even though I had read the original version that came out a number of years ago. This volume, this book, is absolutely earth-shaking to me, because being a Christian in the music business and seeing all the different facets of all the of what Hollywood leans to and what the music business leans to, and what this book points out I mean, I've stood up two or three times and reading it and gone into my wife and gone, Lori, listen to this one. And then, oh, my gosh, listen to this. It's every Christian in the world, in my humble opinion, should read this book. And that's why I wanted to be on this show today and wanted to thank you for writing it, because we are all under fire. And it's to read something like this, to me, gives us hope. And and thank you so much for writing it, because I know it must not have been an easy thing to do, and I know you do take flack for writing this book, and that you are under fire for taking this for writing this book, and I just applaud you for standing up and doing the right thing.
Phil, do something for me. Speak to our audience for a moment. You can do this credibly. You've supported the ministry now for 24 years in a faithful fashion. Speak to those that have listened and benefited and yet have never joined the Bible Answer Man support team.
Well, I just think they're missing out. I think it's something that being a part of this is standing on the right side of the fence. I think, you know, it's very easy at times to be a fence sitter, to kind of look on both sides, but we're not called to do that. I mean, Jesus didn't come to this planet and die so we can sit on a fence. Either we're going to stand with the truth or we're going to die with the untruth. And I think as a Christian, wherever you are in your walk right now, there's nothing more important than the truth. Not as far as I'm concerned, and Jesus is the truth, and it's the Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of the Word of Faith movement or the Jesus of the cults or whatever may be out there. It is the Jesus of the Bible, and that's why I would ask for people listening to prayerfully support and either or financially support and take that step forward and be on the team and be on the right team that's all about the truth. And if you can find anything more truthful than CRI, then I would join that, but you're not gonna. And what you guys, like I said, CRI is the gold standard to which everything else needs to be held accountable. And it's because you use the Bible as your gold standard, and we all benefit from that. So I would heartily recommend that anyone listening that's thinking about either financially supporting or prayerfully supporting to do it, to step forward and be a part of it, as I have for almost 25 years now. I've never regretted it once in my Christian walk.
Phil, thank you very much, not only for your testimony, but your support on an ongoing basis, your prayers, and your financial support. Thank
you.
Well,
it's an honor for me, Hank, and thank you for having me.
God bless you, my friend. And, sure. Of course, for your support of the Christian Research Institute, we will send you a resource that's incredible with respect to truth. It's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can find out about it through our resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI as well. We will be back in just a moment. Please don't touch that dial.
December 31st marks the end of our calendar year. CRI is facing a critical need as we minister in this tough economy. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. To help you understand the impact this ministry is making and the cost associated with it, we've decided to play the very best of our listener appreciation programming from earlier this year, featuring key Christian leaders in the battle for truth. As we move further into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial. Why not partner with us on a consistent monthly basis so that we can continue this outreach or give a generous special gift as we rapidly approach our critical calendar year end? Just call us toll-free at 888-7000-274, or you can go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in a moment.
It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yeah.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends Monday, November 30th. That's equip.org.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Listening to a special week of programming of the very best of 2009 listener appreciation programs here on The Bible Answer Man. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. As we move into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. That's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial, by finishing our calendar year in strong. And that's why your partnership is needed now more than ever, because we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. Perhaps you're one of those listeners whose life has been personally impacted or blessed in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Let's listen to one such example.
Hello, Hank. I attribute my understanding of my Christian faith to you. I had a crisis of faith about 10 years ago, and I determined that I was going to learn everything I could about the Bible, how we got our canon, how to look at difficult verses. And it was your show that made me realize that there are answers to everything. And I have read everything you've written. I listen to you regularly online. I want you to know that I'm a monthly supporter.
As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast day. Why not partner with us and help us meet our critical year-end needs?
We raise about 20% of our annual budget at this time of year. We'd also love to welcome you to the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. To find out more about joining this important group of supporters, or to learn more about other ways in which you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us on the web at www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
The testimonies are pouring in, and people are joining the Bible Answer Man monthly support team or giving a special gift during Listener Appreciation Week. And this week, we have the opportunity to listen to people like Chuck Colson and Kurt Cameron. We've listened to Phil Ehart, a world-class musician, a scientist. We're going to hear from Josh McDowell. And I have the privilege of hosting my friend Lee Strobel today, who has stood with me through thick and thin as we continue seeking to impact a world in an age in which truth is under siege. And Lee, one of the things that we do at the Christian Research Institute is primary research, because so often Christians don't have discernment skills, and we live in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, and we have to teach discernment skills, and we also become an organization that people can rely on. When they go to the web, they know that what they're getting is not the skin of the truth stuffed with a lie, but it's the real deal.
Yeah, Hank, what I see happening around the country is that so many Christians are experiencing what I call spiritual vertigo, which is that sort of that sense of disorientation and dizziness that we feel when somebody challenges us in our faith, and we haven't done the work of really understanding why we believe what we believe, and we don't know how to answer them, and we get this awful feeling in the pit of our stomach that, man, maybe I don't understand this stuff. Maybe I don't quite believe. Maybe I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, there isn't a good answer. And I think what's happening because of this proliferation of books by atheists, these websites that are proliferating all kinds of wacky and outdated and discredited ideas, and television documentaries and movies and so forth that are raising confusion in people, I think what's happening is people are finally saying, you know what, I need to be better equipped. I need to deal with this own sense of spiritual vertigo that I'm feeling, but I got to be able to help my friends overcome it. And so I think what's happening is this is bubbling up in the pews of churches, where people are saying, we need to be better trained. We need to be better equipped. We need to have a more solid understanding of what truth is and how we can know that Jesus is who he claimed to be, the one and only Son of God. And that's where CRI comes in, because your organization, let me put it this way, our organization, since we're all hopefully shareholders in this, in the sense that we're contributors and supporters and prayer partners with you, our organization's role is to equip people so that they can withstand that spiritual vertigo, so they can have confidence in their faith, so that they can walk away knowing that what they believe is true and have the sense of confidence to be able to share it with other people. So, you know, I think the need for the role of CRI that you fill, that we fill through this organization, is increasingly important. And as I look out in the future, I only see a greater and greater need for it. Somebody once used an illustration. They said, you know, if you picture a boat and it's got an anchor, a chain, and it's anchored in a harbor, if you cut that chain, the boat is going to stay there for a while. It's going to not move, but then slowly the currents are going to take it, and it's going to go out, and it's going to go away at sea somewhere and be lost. Well, what's happened is, you know, the chain of truth has been cut in our society, in our culture these days. And so our culture is sort of hovering generally in the same vicinity of where it had been, but it's drifting. It's drifting away. And that's the consequence when we cut the chain of spiritual truth, when we cut the chain of sound doctrine, when you see some of these emergent pastors questioning things like the substitutionary atonement and the virgin birth and all these fundamental doctrines, original sin and so forth, you can see how far the drift has already taken us. Well, we've got to be that link in the chain that reestablishes that anchor. And the way that we can do that is by praying for and being partners with financially CRI so that we can get these resources into people's hands and give them the confidence to be able to reach out to others.
We've said it many times, prayer is firing the winning shot, and you mentioned the need for people to pray for this ministry. I want to ask you if you would take just a few moments to do just that. Pray for the Christian Research Institute and its impact in the coming years.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Hank, thank you for asking me. Father, I do, on behalf of all those, all the listeners, everybody who's in their car and in their homes and wherever we are right now, let's just in spirit, let's just pause and let's just say, God, please, first of all, thank you for what you have created through the Christian Research Institute, this intellectual lifeline that helps all of us know better what we believe and why we believe it. Father, we thank you for that. I want to pray for a blessing on Hank, on the whole staff. I think of just the terrific, terrific, smart, godly people who are part of that ministry, Stephen Ross and Sam Wall, and just down the line, just excellent, wonderful followers of yours who are devoted to doing original research, getting it out and into people's hands. It might make a difference in their lives and in eternity. So we pray for a blessing on this organization. And Father, I pray that you would keep it strong, that you would keep it sturdy, that you would keep it well-supported, that you would keep it close to you, and that you would help it to stay true to the truth of who you are. And Father, finally, I pray for all of us. Father, by your Spirit, work in our hearts that we might have a new, fresh desire to be a link in the chain that will lead many people into your kingdom. I pray that people even now will just feel a conviction, a sense that, you know what, I should be part of this. So for so many years, just listened. I've never been part of this. That today might be the day, Father, that they would say yes, and they would say, I want to be supporting this ministry month by month so that the Word of God can go out in its power and its persuasiveness and its glory, and that more people might be reached for you. So, Father, we thank you for this grand enterprise. We thank you for the individuals who are part of it. And most of all, we pray for all of the unseen individuals, the people on the other end of the radio right now. Thank you for their support and their prayers. And we pray, Father, that in the end, someday in heaven, when you reveal for us all how you have, even without us knowing it, used us as a link to lead so many people to heaven, I just pray that you will open our eyes to that someday. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lee. And I was thinking, sure. I couldn't help thinking as you were praying, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I am as excited about this ministry today as I was when I first started with this ministry. There's not a day that I've walked into the studio where I felt like, oh my goodness, this is just old hat, been there, done that. Every single time I'm in the studio, I think, what an incredible privilege to be able to impact lives that I will only know from the perspective of eternity.
Yeah, Hank, you know, I've been there when you've walked into the studio, and I've seen the spirit of your staff and seen their fidelity to truth and their faithfulness to God. And yeah, I'm so impressed by all of them. They're friends of mine, and I trust them. And, you know, I appreciate them because so often when I'm at a loss for an answer, I know where to find it. I know that, you know, your website or resources, they're gonna help me. And so I think of those times when you and I walked into that studio to do a program together, and just watch how God's energized the gifts he's given you, and everybody behind the scenes, the tech guys, the researchers, and so God's given them all a role. And together, the listeners are part of this. We've all got a role. We can play, be a link in this chain. And, you know, when we do it together, man, we all celebrate together. Whenever there's one of these testimonies of someone coming to Christ or their faith being rescued from the precipice or whatever, we can all celebrate that and say, wow, you know what? God used me to make a difference in that life.
And thank you, Lee, for being a link in the chain, for being a friend, and for the work that God has called you to. God is using you in a mighty way, and I particularly appreciate your participation during Listener Appreciation Week.
Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, I only talk about that which I really believe in. I believe in you. I believe in CRI, and recommend highly that anyone who's saying, you know, is this a good investment of kingdom dollars? I would say absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless you all.
God bless you. And we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We just have enough time to say, if you can get on board, if you could become a link in the chain, if you can partner with this ministry, this would be a strategic time to do it. You can join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. You can find out about that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and let us know that you're standing with us prayerfully and financially. And of course, you can give via the phone by speaking to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Don't forget the resource that I want to send out as my way of saying thank you for your gift today. The book, What is Truth? The Best of the Christian Research Journal, on the criticality of knowing what truth is, the fact that it's under siege, and what we can do to make a difference while there is yet time. It'll be out to you in the mail as you give us your commitment to stand with us prayerfully and financially. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
We'd like to say thank you for joining us for the very best of our listener appreciation program. During this week, we want to hear from as many of you as possible to express our gratitude to you for standing with us in these difficult times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. When you contact CRI and give a gift, you're helping us to end our calendar year strong by December 31st. For your gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. A gift of $250 or more gets you an autographed copy of both the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a gift of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. It's only through the gifts of listeners just like you that we're able to keep the Bible Answer Man on this station. So if you appreciate the daily answers and edification you receive on the Bible Answer Man, we need to hear from you today. Again, the number is 888-7000-274, or visit us online at www.equip.org. And thank you once again for making Listener Appreciation Week a success. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.